From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. Governor Jay Nixon announced a new federal grant and five-year plan to help give low-income Missourians new job opportunities. KBIA's Sarah Hensel reports.
The Missouri Department of Services is receiving a $15 million five-year competitive federal grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that will offer job training for healthcare careers in St. Louis, Kansas City, and 19 counties throughout central Missouri. Spokesman for Governor Nixon, Scott Holstey, hopes this grant will leave lasting change for families in Missouri.
One of the best ways to lift families out of unemployment and poverty is through job training, to give increased job skills to people who may have few skills.
The grant will provide training for approximately 1,800 Missourians. Sarah Hensel, KBIA News.
House Republicans are crafting recommendations on placing further limits on abortions in Missouri. Republican Diane Franklin of Camden County wants to see improved tracking of fetal tissue handled by abortion clinics.
The pathologists can be a key in that, because if they receive one of the aborted babies and there's something that should be there that's not there, we want them to be sure to flag that.
Another House Republican wants random inspections of any medical facility that performs abortions. Democrats on the committee have called the entire process a witch hunt. A Missouri jobs report released yesterday had good news for several sectors of the economy. KBIA's Jacob Kornhauser reports on a couple of the industries seeing the most job growth.
Arts and entertainment jobs are on the rise in Missouri. This industry added 2,100 jobs in September, according to a jobs report released by the Department of Economic Development Wednesday. Overall, the state saw its unemployment rate drop to 5.3%, the lowest it's been since the economic downturn in 2007. Michael Donovan is the executive director of the Missouri Arts Council, and he says a strong economy in the arts indicates a strong economy overall.
They tend to increase the health of the economy in general and stimulate additional economic activity throughout the sector, due in part to the arts' unique ability to attract business, to support other businesses.
Jobs outside the arts that also saw significant growth in the past month include manufacturing and retail trade.
That was Jacob Kornhauser reporting. The Fulton City Council might soon raise electrical rates for customers. Fulton's Director of Administration, Bill Johnson, says the city's wholesale cost of electricity has gone up 40%, but the costs haven't yet been passed to the consumers. Johnson says the city has been very effective in cutting operational costs, but with no other place for cuts, the city will need to increase consumer rates.
In order for the city to continue to make improvements to its electrical distribution system and to be able to continue safe, reliable power to the consumer, we're going to need to raise rates to generate additional revenue.
The rate increase won't surpass 8% and is already included in the 2016 proposed budget. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.